This is about treasuring the simple things of life. It is about living life as it truly is, a gift from God. Simple things like building a fort. Treasuring these simple things as a gift that God gives. Knowing sometimes God takes them. This is a story about Joshua Charles Young and what he teaches us about enjoying every day as a gift from God. As a baby, Lisa and I dedicated him to the Lord. The first weeks of his life, we thought we were going to lose him. We cried out to God. We committed him to God. And God strengthened little Joshy. We shared so much joy together. He loved his family, his friends, and his church. And they loved him. We had a special relationship together. He loved his daddy and his mommy, and we loved him very much, instructing him in the way of the Lord. When God is the center of your family life, everything is a special gift from God. Give me not to their pride, for false accusers get me rising, such as without cruelties. I fainted had unless I had believed to see the Lord's own graciousness towards them that living be. Wait on the Lord, be strong of heart, yea, wait and he shall strengthen part. Eating meals together was always a special highlight, sharing our day, sharing our thoughts, and just being together. I'm so thankful the Lord opened my eyes to the blessings of children. If God would not have shown us this mercy, we never even would have had our little Joshua Young. Here in this picture, this is Josh's last big church event, tent camping. He was so excited to go. Josh not only grew up in a loving home, he was part of a loving church community. This was the last picture taken of all the children. My wife took this picture to give me a gift on Father's Day.
First, we've got breaking news, and we're told an 8-year-old has been seriously hurt in a zip lining accident in Buckeye. The Cliff Castle Chopper just over the scene a few moments ago near 212th Avenue and Elliott Road. We know the boy has been taken to the hospital. We are still working to get more information from MCSL.
It started just like any other day, but it wasn't. Not for us. The pain of our loss was a direct reflection of the bonds of our love. God's purpose for Joshua on earth was finished. The reality of Joshua's death hit us hard.
Amazing the change that takes place when one child's gone. So realize the tremendous blessing and value that God has given our family, and the hole that's there. It's a huge hole. We went from having a big family of 11, now we have this little family because there's one missing. I know it sounds strange, but it's the reality. And again, it doesn't matter. It's not about how many children you have. It's about receiving the blessing God has for you. I'm not saying that, you know, whether you have 10, 4, or none, if that's what God gives you. It's about His sovereignty. It's about receiving the blessing God has designed for you. I'm so thankful that God gave us the ability to receive the stewardship that He had for us. Including this. Stewardship means that God owns it. We're stewards. Being a parent is a steward. Whose children are we? Whose creation are we? God's creation. They're God's children. They're not mine. I'm a steward of them. A parent is a steward of that which God has given. There are only two things that we can honestly touch that are eternal. There's two things that are eternal that we can touch. And that is this right here. The Word of God and the souls of men. People. The Word of God and people. That's what really matters. That's what matters most. Everything else is a distraction. We get so distracted about pretty things. And I wish I could go there. I wish I could be there. I wish I had more of this. I wish I had... But you know what? It doesn't matter. What matters is the Word of God and people. The Word of God and people. 1 John 2:17 says, "And the world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever." This world is passing away. 1 Peter 1:24, "All flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls away. But the word of the Lord endures forever." We have the seed. We have the word of God that abides forever. And Peter says this, "Now this is the word by which the gospel was preached to you." The second thing I'm so thankful for, I'm so thankful that from the day Joshua was born, every day, Lisa and I were able to personally instruct him in the Scriptures. Whether it be in family worship, and we had such wonderful times of family worship together. Or walking along and talking along. The Scriptures were the interpretation of Josh's life while here on earth. I'm so thankful that we educated Josh at home. I'm so thankful that we didn't kill his spirit by locking him into a desk somewhere, but freed Josh to learn in a way that he could learn. Please, I thank you for that, giving that gift to your son. You're an amazing wife, an amazing, amazing mother.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
How do you get through such loss? It is only by God's grace. God says He gives grace to the humble. The loss of a son is very humbling. Lisa and I felt like dying. I was praying, how can I even go on? And the Lord reminded me, because Jesus Christ rose from the dead, that is why we go on. Joshua is in heaven with our Lord. Joshua was a pretty good farmer. He planted sunflowers everywhere. This is a picture of the sunflower that he planted. It has now been a year since Josh died. God continues to teach us the kindness of His grace as we grieve the loss of His gift. God picked his flower. He is good and right to pick what is his, and to take Joshua with him in heaven. We went back to Slide Rock, the place Josh affirmed the gospel just before he died. He asked me to take his siblings there, so we did. We remembered Josh. We now move on without him in our life. But we will never forget him in our hearts. We treasure the time that we had with our Joshy. Let me encourage you to treasure one another in the simple things in life. As you delight in God, delight in your family, in your church community. Do not forget, every earth-shattering day starts just like any other day. And after that day, time keeps moving forward.
Whoa.
Don't let it pass you by. Jump in a creek. Shop by the park. Lay in a mud hole. Ride a bike. Go boating in a water hole. Play in a park. Make a sled out of a PVC pipe and go sledding. Go ride horses at the Dales.
Good job. Yeah, I think if he did, she's a bit in.
Sit and talk while you tie your shoe. Enjoy life together. Walk together until God calls you home.
You guys getting cold?
Where the end is just the beginning. In Christ, we will all meet again, and we will be together forever.